With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
Penis.
Are you recording?
I pressed the button as you said penis.
So I either got the whole penis or just anus.
It probably just sounds like anus or
just the tip.
What up? What up, fam?
Welcome to Mama's and Merlo.
Just the tip.
Oh, Lord have mercy. My name is Vanessa. Woo-hoo. And with me is Christy.
Hello.
And welcome back, Missy. Thanks
Hi.
For being with us again.
Woo-woo.
What up, what up? Tonight, we're... because it's still tonight. We are now drinking a ménage à trois, which midnight. So we've had ménage à trois before. Actually, ménage à trois was our very first wine. And it's been a while since we've revisited.
Did we ever revisit it since the first episode?
I don't think so. But since the first episode, they've come out with others. Yeah. Because it's just like Apothic.
Yeah, they keep coming.
They've come out with like other types. So this is ménage à trois midnight. And it says... Ooh, this is spicy. It says, let the deep, dark magic of midnight embrace you.
Mm. It says that.
It says that. It says, velvety, blackberry, and plush spiced plum flavors linger on your lips like a stolen kiss.
Ooh.
This is a dark red blend. It is a California wine. So I am a huge, huge fan of ménage à trois. And the wine.
Sorry.
Sucia.
Neri got super excited for a second there.
But that's not going to happen.
Well, let him think that it might.
Okay.
Just let the dream live. You okay?
Yeah, I was smelling the bottle.
I think we're just going to like down in the bottle. No.
Yeah,
right,
I'm like,
there.
It's rude. It happened. We broke her.
No. I'm just, because I'm reading the back of the label. It says voluptuous black cherry and berry flavors with hints of mocha and exotic spice. Play across your lips, urging you to turn out the lights and savor the pleasures of the dark.
I could be a copywriter for this company.
You totally should.
MenageAtrois@gmail.com? Is that who I should send my resume
well,
to?
You can go to MenageAtrois.com and go from there.
That'd be so dope. I can come up with that shit. Like, give me a bottle of wine.
Give me a bottle and a motherfucking cup.
Because the boys are getting fucked up.
Yeah, that's how the song goes.
Listen, that is how the song goes.
Yeah, but you guys went quiet for like 3 seconds.
Well, because there's little words that we don't remember. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. Mucho tiempo. I can't be expected to remember these things.
Listen, Chrissy can't be expected to remember what we just talked about 10 minutes ago. So
this is very true.
Mm-hmm. So, so we're back. Missy's back with us.
I'm dating a guy. His name is Nestle Toulouse.
Nestle Toulouse.
I like literally got super excited for like, I was like 2 seconds.
Wait a minute. And then
this is totally new information.
And then I remember she
posted it. I am in a committed relationship with my Netflix account. It's going well.
I think that's a good relationship to be in.
Yeah, but remember, you have to clear certain shows with us before you can start watching them. Is it the same one?
It's the same one.
You guys give me so much homework.
No, but we also take homework away from you. You're not ready for Drop Dead Divas.
Yes, I know. I was told I have to wait till April. Apparently, I'm not emotionally stable enough to handle that show, which I feel like is...
I mean, I disagree because I... Okay, so Christy, Neri, my husband, and I all watched Drop Dead Diva within like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Was it the first time for you?
The first full watch, because okay. I watched like the first, I did not know it went 6 seasons. When I first watched it years ago when this show first came out, I watched the first season. And then after that, I think I kind of forgot it was on.
I mean, I had seen like previews of it, but I was not like, no sé, no me llamaba la atención. Yeah. Like, I just kind of didn't really care about it. And then you said that you watched it, and then...
And it was good.
Neri had asked me a couple times. He's like, do you want to watch this? And I was like, eh. Like, I really didn't care. And honestly, I haven't really watched the very first episode because he started watching without me. Mm-hmm. And I came in, like, towards the end of the first episode.
Which doesn't... It doesn't do much. The concept is the concept.
Yeah. But, okay, so, like, for the past 2 weeks, we've been watching this show. And, like, Neri and Christy would be like, oh, my God, episode whatever. And then, like, they would put tears. And then I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait to watch that. And then I would look at what episode I was on. I'm like, oh, I just watched that episode.
That did nothing for me.
2 episodes ago. And I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, I enjoyed the show. I love the main character. And I love the concept of the show. But I was just kind of like, I don't know. Like, it didn't get to me. And I cry for everything. And, like it just didn't get to me.
The whole show didn't, like, whole episodes didn't get to me. It was, like, pieces of the episodes. There definitely were,
because it's a law-based show. So, like, she's a lawyer. And this is not a spoiler alert. She's a lawyer. And so there was, like, some of her cases, especially the ones dealing with, like, parents and their children, those would affect me a little bit more. But I was never like boohoo sobbing. And then like some, because okay, so like the basis of the show is the main character is a model. Her name is Deb. And
you
then,
have to, yeah, you have to think that there's basically two main characters,
right?
One is this model, 20 something year old,
24,
skinny, blonde, beautiful.
She's a model.
Model. And a 32 attorney, right. Very no nonsense ish.
She's overweight.
She's
the best way to describe her is mousy, because yes. She has like stringy brown hair. She doesn't put makeup on. Like,
she's a great
oversized
lawyer.
Suits. Like, she's an amazing lawyer, but she just doesn't put any effort into her appearance.
Yeah,
and then so the model dies and the attorney dies like at the same time.
Yeah.
But the model figures out a way to come back to Earth, but her soul goes into the attorney's body.
Because the attorney's not officially dead. She was shot. Which that's not giving much away. Because that's like basically...
It happens in the first episode.
And the first minutes.
Yeah.
So she is not... Like, she's being worked on. Like, the model's dead. But the lawyer is being worked on, so by her body coming in...
She did die, but then, like, the model soul went into the body, like, right away.
And it was able to bring her back.
So it was able to bring her back. So the whole show is just this model learning how to be in a plus-size body and just kind of, like, live life
like
as somebody
navigating
else.
The world as not a model, but as a...
Right.
Like, instead of a pretty face, a brain.
Yeah, because she keeps... And she gets to
her
keep
own
the
brain.
Lawyer... And her brain and the lawyer's brain.
But she doesn't keep the lawyer's memories. Does that make sense? Like, she keeps her smarts and, like, her IQ, but she doesn't keep the lawyer's memories. So, like, things happen to her, and she's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, like, she meets people, and she's like
she meets the lawyer's mom in one of the episodes.
I have no idea who it is.
And they're like,
until they tell her,
who is that? Until somebody's like, oh, it's your mother, and she's like, oh.
Which the show really, just by hearing that concept, has the ability to be super vapid and super insensitive, because you would think, okay, it's all about like a pretty girl in a homely body. But what happens is she puts her personality and her care for her self-confidence into this woman's body and makes her more confident.
Yeah.
Not more attractive, not more...
She starts taking care of her hair, like highlights, and like actually styling it, and she starts wearing makeup, and she starts wearing more like form-fitting clothing, and you know, she gets
confidence.
Right.
That without changing, which I loved, she never changed her body shape.
Right. And like the first couple episodes, because she finds her previous best friend, her model best friend, and her model best friend is instantly like, oh, we're going to lose weight. You're going to shape up. We're going to make you skinny. And then she tells her, I don't want to be thin. This body does not want to be thin. This body wants to eat fried calamari and wants to eat donuts, and she doesn't want to eat like nothing, you mm-hmm. know? So it's actually like wonderfully balanced in that way.
Yeah, it was weird because it could have gone so...
Yeah, it could have gone so south, and it doesn't. Like, they handled it very well, I think. And
she has met... People are attracted to her. People are drawn to her by her personality.
Yeah, her personality. And her looks, too. She's a very... Well, no,
that's why,
girl.
Like, her... People are drawn to her, but just the way she is. But she never thought that because she was... She did not put value in appearance... She's one of the people, well...
Because she's beautiful.
But no, it wasn't... No, the attorney never put
any value
into her own appearance. Because in her mind, that was frivolous. What was important was to be smart in her job and to be good at it. Not, why would I waste money on clothes or shoes or purses or things like that.
I love her hair flip.
But so when she starts, and it's fun, it really does give that sense of like, okay, you don't have to be a size 0 or a size 2. Right. You just need to be confident in your own skin. So that was pretty impressive. But let me tell you what I did notice, though, watching this show. This show was what, maybe 2011.
They said like 2011, 2012, towards the end, the last couple seasons.
Oh my God, the topics are so on point now that I couldn't believe it. Like, watching it, like, there was topics on...
Drop Dead Diva ran from 2009 to 2014.
And so... Now is when we're looking at like all this cyberbullying and all these, and they did stuff about that way before. They did it about people using social media for their own benefit. People using
where did this show run?
Lifetime.
Right? Yeah. And like, that's the thing, like, they did topics.
Neri told me, he's like, who knew Lifetime had good shows? And I go, Christy,
you're welcome. But like, that was like the one thing I was surprised, like, they did like trans episodes. Like, adoption, the drag, trans episodes, episodes about adoption, episodes about, you know, it's just, it was amazing.
They did a rape one, and I was actually kind of surprised that God. It took them 3 seasons to get to the rape, but they handled it very well.
They did.
I thought it was fantastic.
They did that very well, and the side note that the girl in it is Kelsey from High School Musical. I was like, yay!
Who's Kelsey?
The piano player. The one that like writes all the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Kelsey. And then I like, there was the cheerleader bullying one. That was a chick from Pretty Little Liars.
That was Mona.
Yeah.
But like, so there's
the cameos are amazing. Liza Minnelli is in it. She does a cameo
Delta
in
Burke.
One episode. Yeah, they were both in the same episode. They played sisters. And who else?
Paula Abdul
has like a recurring role,
and she's like coherent
as Paula Abdul.
She's Judge Paula Abdul.
Because nice. This show has dream sequences a la Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah, it has like some musical numbers.
You guys are sending me on the show a lot more than I'm way more interested in watching the show than I am Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
You should watch both.
Yeah, but I can't watch both at the same time.
Sure you can.
When will I watch my reruns?
don't. They're reruns.
Any other time. But like, honestly, like, I think
when you want to go to sleep, that's what I would do. I would watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and then when I would feel myself falling asleep, I would put on Friends, and then I fall asleep.
Well, I fell asleep last night watching Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. It was the Halloween episode. I know this episode is probably going to drop a little bit after Halloween, but Howard Wolowitz dressed up as Sheldon for Halloween, and it was fan.
Is this a newer fantastic season?
Yeah, this is this
season. This is the brand new episode. This
current slash last season.
I need to catch up with
everything. And it was fucking amazing. And then to get back at him, Amy and Sheldon dress up as Howard and Bernadette. Nice. And it's fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, another good Halloween episode, the Modern Family Halloween episode this year was amazing. Mitch and Cam dress up.
I love them.
Like Prince Harry and Meghan.
Nice.
It was kind of amazing. Cam was amazing as Meghan Markle. It was really actually impressive. But, you know, the more...
This kind of goes back to, like, what we were talking about last episode. Like, is that appropriation?
Well, but the thing is, that's the thing. She was dressed as royalty. Like, the thing is, here's the thing. Cam was dressed
as royalty.
You're dressed.
Of course, Cam was dressed as royalty.
Cam was dressed as Meghan Markle, and
but she's a person of color.
Mitch was dressed, but that's the thing. But he didn't do anything. He didn't. Yeah, there's a line. There was no, you know, darkening of the skin. There was no, and it was just, he wore the dress, so he was like implied to the person.
I didn't even think of that. That's
the weird thing is, when I, like, I don't have a problem with appropriation. I don't think it's appropriation when you dress as a celebrity person, as long as like, if you're a character from something, if you're a character from a movie, from a TV show, from a book, from or a person of celebrity status, royalty, actors, movie stars, things like that, if you are them and you are dressing as the essence of the character, I think the problem or the line is crossed when you dress as something offensive, or if you try to change your skin color.
Or, like, any physical aspect of you.
Yeah, like, if you start putting on...
Like, if you try to make dreads or wear dread, like...
I'm not a big fan of the dread look.
Yeah, but we're not talking about likes and dislikes. We're talking about appropriation.
No, but I mean, like, as a thing, like, that one's very hard. But, like, look, okay, so I have a friend.
No, that's a definite no.
Yeah, like, but I have a friend. I'll give you one. I have friends that when the year that I was Cinderella... I helped my two guy friends dress up like characters from The Matrix. And there was people dressed up. Somebody was dressed up as Neo. Somebody was dressed up as Trinity. And I had two of my guy friends. We went to Goodwill and we bought as light colored suits as we could find, like beige suits for them, because we were also doing this on a budget. Mm-hmm. And we spray painted the suits white so that they had like a chalky white feel to them. Mm-hmm. And they were the twin assassins from The Matrix. Mm-hmm. That are full on wear dreads. Mm-hmm. But they're not black, they're not white, they're I don't know if they were albino in the movie.
I choose to forget the second and third movie.
But exist. But I had friends that dressed up as those characters. Well, they were not as far as, like, at least in they were not, they did not spray paint themselves. They did not lighten their hair. They just put on the suits and they did these characters.
Oh yeah, I remember them now.
So we bought them dreads, like a dread wig, and we spray painted the dread wig white. So they were technically in dreads, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but that's different than.
But that's what I mean. Like, I'm okay with
a freaking beanie over.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's a character, if you're dressing as characters and the dreads are part of the character without. No.
I agree with you. I'm just saying that we're not living in a These are very sensitive times.
Well, there's a question. Would this be offensive today? That's a good question.
I don't think it would be offensive today, but I think that...
I think nobody would get this.
No. First of all, I mean, I feel like that's almost a generation ago. Like, no one's going to remember those movies by now.
I'm trying to remember what year this was.
But I will say that I think that it just depends on the intention, I think, more than anything.
2009.
I'm gonna pause. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oops, I pressed the wrong button.
Okay. So I pressed the wrong button and we're back now after that lovely wine pour. So we were talking about Halloween costumes and appropriateness and inappropriateness and appropriation and not. And
yeah, I don't know anymore.
I mean, like, I stand on the side of if you're doing a character and you're doing it with respect, I think that it's okay. Yeah, that, like I said it on the last episode Missy was on, like if Sophie wanted to be Tiana or if Sophie wanted to be like Shuri or Nakia or somebody from like Black Panther, as long as, you know, she did it respectfully and, you know, obviously like not putting blackface, but like she did it with love, I don't see a problem with it. Just like if a little, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed little boy wanted to be Miguel from Coco, and he, you know, did it right, and it wasn't, like, and he wasn't walking around being, like, orale, you know? I feel like that's okay. Like, I'm not Mexican, but I am Hispanic, so I feel like as long as he's, like, I'm Coco, and I'm singing mm-hmm. my song, and, you know, like, I feel like that's okay as long as you're doing it respectfully, and you're doing it appreciating the movie that you're
That's what I said, copying. Like, as long as it's not a, like, I see it okay if it's a homage to a character.
Right.
Or a movie reference, or something like that. Like, if you're just gonna, I'm gonna, not to be vulgar, but if you're just gonna dress up like, I wanna be a black guy, okay, tone it back a minute, yeah, dude. Like,
take a step back. And then, but see, okay, so I agree with our position because it's our position, but then I just had the thought, like, but what if I'm like, I want to be Django? And then I feel like,
when you be a cowboy, really, you can't be Django.
I feel like that could really, like, I mean, I've never
you
seen
can
that
dress up with a cowboy hat and Django's outfit, but don't you dare.
You can't call yourself Django.
Don't call yourself Django. Don't do the voice.
No, ma'am.
No.
Yeah.
But then in the same boat, okay, I'll flip
like,
it for
just
you.
He's going to look like a cowboy.
But then I'll flip it for you.
But you can't what be if, Django. Like, I can't be Kunta Kente. Like, it's just wrong.
But what if, like, okay, like, I'll flip it on you. What if, like, Jeff wants to dress up as Leonardo DiCaprio from Django?
Yeah.
That's wrong, too.
I want to be a slave master is basically the role.
Thing. No.
Like, should no. you, like, because see, in that point, I think the cultural appropriation is out the window. At that point, you're just being an offensive character.
Yeah, you're just being a dick.
I think that there's this difference between cultural appropriation, which is like, you're not trying to be offensive, but people may find it offensive.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're trying to outright be a slave master,
that you're just like crossing
you
a line
need
there.
To talk to somebody about that.
You need Jesus. So, yeah, so I feel like you need Jesus.
Back to our conversation from that previous episode. If you are a little girl and you want to be Moana. I really don't see a problem with it. So,
yeah, if your kid wants to dress up as Moana, as long as you don't change her skin color, change her appearance.
Right, or make like a cartoony, I mean, I know she's a cartoon, but like make it cartoony or make it like a caricature of the character. Yeah.
Like those pre-bought store dress, because basically that's what everybody, little girl's wearing.
Right, it's the one you're buying that, like, the one from the Disney store, and that is
as, her costume.
That is her costume.
It's not... like the that is what she wears in the movie. It is her costume. Just like saying that the red, the that gold was a dress,
very loaded, deep side.
No, because it's just a complicated world.
It really is.
It is. But like just like saying Belle's dress. If you buy you go into the Disney store. They have a baby blue.
Yeah, but Cinderella it's not dress. Called. It's not called like a French peasant. It's called like Belle.
Yeah, you it's know called what I mean? Peasant Belle. It's the name of the character. When you go to the Disney store and you buy Moana's costume, it's Moana. It's not Pacific Island correct. Girl.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going, these girls are wearing those costumes. Like, I don't see any kid creating like some like right, they're offshoot not making a grass of,
skirt yeah. in their backyard. Like, they're going to the Disney store and they're getting the labeled Moana. I want to look like the cartoon.
And it all it is a dress. Yeah. Like the two or a two piece.
It's a tube top and a skirt.
Yeah.
And that's it. No. I mean, I understand.
Listen, let's talk about what's really happening here.
Wait.
What's really happening here is that there is a war against princesses.
Wait.
There's a war against princesses.
Topical. Since we're talking about Disney.
Okay.
I wanted to bring up the post that I don't know if it went viral or not. I hope it did. About the lady who hates childless couples / childless women.
Okay. She's just, Linda's okay, angry.
Okay, wait. Let me read it for our listeners.
Okay.
Now, if you're operating heavy machinery, I suggest you just
pull over. Because this is what do they call that? Triggering?
Yeah. Trigger warning.
This is a trigger warning.
So let me just get through it and then we can get into it. So this lady posted something on September 22nd at 1:04 a.m. Methinks it was after a long ass day at Disney, but okay.
Probably.
Which granted, mothers in Disney
right, but let me
are
just
not
get
on vacation.
Let me just get through this first. Okay.
Hey, you read it because I can't.
Up until this point, mothers on Disney are not on vacation is the only place Christy and I agree with this woman.
That's it.
Okay. Well, you'll know where I stand as I'm reading it. So this lady goes, it pisses me off to no end.
This is breaking shit.
Capital words and exclamation points. And then 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 angry emojis. Disney World is a family amusement park. Yet these immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap. They have no idea the joy and happiness it is to mothers who buy their babies treats and toys. They will never experience the exhaustion that is to chase a 3-year-old around and getting stares at assuming I'm a bad mother. This cunt in some very slutty shorts was buying a Mickey pretzel.
How dare she?
And Aiden wanted one, but the line
Linda's
was
son. Aiden is Linda's son.
But the line was very long, so I said later, and it broke his poor little heart. And he cried, and I wanted to take that fucking pretzel from that tramp. Like, thanks, bitch, you made my son cry. 8 angry emojis. Disney World is for children. People without children need to be banned. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the line. She didn't say lines, so grammar's a thing. You have no fucking idea what it's like to have to stand in line for 3 hours with a cranky, tired, exhausted toddler. And I can't just tell him that we can't do something because it's his vacation too. I fucking hate childless women with a burning passion. 16 angry emojis. Now, as a childless woman, I can tell you that you can suck my dick. Let's start there. Because
you're doing really good at that non-cursing thing.
As a woman with children, you can also suck my dick.
Because let me tell you something. No, I don't have kids. Yes, I'm an annual pass holder. I've been to Disney without children. I've been to Disney with children and my friends who, well, my friends who have children, not just random kids I picked up. And let me tell you,
Missy is offering a new babysitting service where she takes her kid to Disney.
And let me tell you that, number one, I've had the fucking time of my life with friends with kids, without friends with kids. And I do know what it's like to buy kids stuff because that's what I fucking do. Hey, kid, eat your lunch and I'll get you ice cream.
She did that to my children.
Hey, Nate. Do you want more popcorn? Because I think the 16 gallons you've had by 11 o'clock isn't enough.
But he's not cranky because he's been given popcorn.
Ollie, exactly. What do you want? Do you want a sandwich or do you want a Mickey premium bar? I mean, what the... I don't even know where to begin. The fact that she wants all... And this doesn't even make sense. Like, logistically, when she goes, mother's... Where is it that she says it? People without children need to be banned.
What the fuck?
First of all, if you ban adults without children, Disney's going to lose money and they're not going to do that shit.
But why?
Wait. Okay. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the line. First of all, bitch, it's lines, not line. Second of all,
the children are the reason there is a line.
First of all, if you ban all people that don't have kids, how are you going to allow all the mom? Like, how are you going to logistically organize every mom with a kid to skip the line? There's not going to be a line for you to skip because everybody there is a mom with a kid.
Linda had a bad day at the parks.
Linda had a shitty day.
And the ladies, I think what triggered her was the ladies' shorts. And I'm sorry, if you're triggered by shorts,
don't go to Florida.
Like, and here's, and to be like, this is, and I'm going to preface this statement with
isn't it preface?
We don't know this lady, and
we don't even know her name. We're calling her Linda, but her name is blacked out.
No, when we got this, her name is blacked out, and her like Facebook page, like her name photo, and her photo
are blacked out.
So I literally don't know this lady's coming
from.
We
just want to call her something.
Yeah.
But so, and I'm going to say this, like, I don't know her life. I don't know her story. What I do know, just by looking at this, and I'm making massive assumptions of this. Who hurt you?
Seriously.
And I'm assuming he left you for somebody in really short shorts. Because she is triggered by this poor girl. That girl just wanted a fucking pretzel.
And who said she's not with kids?
It doesn't matter. She just wanted a pretzel.
But who said she's not with kids? Because when... Steph and I just went. We went with our families, so we went with our children.
You leave your kids with the dad.
Exactly. You leave, one parent stays with the children while the other parent waits in line for the food or the snack or whatever, that the child doesn't need to be in that line. That is how you avoid meltdowns.
Well,
and also the bucket of popcorn helps.
Also, the fact that it was the shorts that pissed her off and not the fact that she's buying a fucking pretzel when she can buy ice cream is what really made me mad at this girl.
No, the Mickey pretzels are freaking amazing.
No, they're not better than ice cream.
Well, yeah.
Granted, but I just...
Or popcorn.
How do you know that wasn't her plan for the day, Missy? There's a plan. First you get a pretzel, then later you get an ice cream, and then you finish it off with popcorn and a beer.
No, you get water all day, you snack on ice cream, and then you pay $30 for a $10 meal.
Basically. Well, duh. But like, so my big thing with like this whole thing is listening to it. And like, look, we have told our opinion on this multiple times. That Disney is not a vacation when it comes to taking your kids. Because I have I went to Disney 4 years. I and most of us here had the luxury, except for Missy, that as children, we went to Disney.
Yeah.
Because we live in Miami.
In Florida.
We live 3 hours away. It was basically the easy My family did not go on, like, family, like, these huge trips that you see on TV, that like people would go to the Grand Canyon and people go to, you know, these week long vacations and stuff like that. My family
we went weekends to Disney.
It's what we did. You know, you had a 3-day weekend or spring break, you went for a couple days, or like that was our trips. Yeah. Like Disney was my vacation. Disney or the Keys,
or like, yeah,
or the beach.
What we would do was like a couple days in Disney, a couple days in Sarasota, and then come home.
Yeah, exactly. Like this was our vacations. Yeah. It wasn't like, so I grew up going to Disney. When I was old enough to go on my first trip to Disney without my parents, God, it was the best thing ever. I went with my friends. We had a great time. We ran around like stupid people. You know, we took all the pictures. We, you can eat your snacks. We, especially as you got, when you become 21,
you can go to Epcot. Yeah.
And you do the drink around the world.
Well, speaking of Epcot, if this woman was in charge of Disney, she would bankrupt the company. Well, not the company, but at least the parks, because if you're banning people that don't have children from going to these parks, then you lose Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah.
You lose the Flower and Garden Show. You basically lose all of Epcot, because Epcot isn't for kids. Outside of the Frozen ride, outside of the Frozen, no, I'm talking about the World Showcase. The World Showcase is not for kids.
Right.
There's stuff that they do that Disney tries to keep your kids entertained while they're in the Epcot, World Showcase. Right.
But no. So there's that. Then there's like, I'm sorry, I think girl on girl crime is like the worst.
Yeah.
And the fact that
the line that kills me in that post is that she hates childless women. Like, you don't know if those women are dying to have children,
or they're not just like, they're just not there yet.
Dare you?
Or also,
but how fucking dare you?
Or also it's 2018 and I can decide.
There's a mosquito in your face.
It's trying to attack me. I think I brought it in from the outside.
No, I saw it earlier.
It's 2018. Like, I can decide if I want to have a kid or not, and it doesn't devalue my life any more than deciding to have kids or not. And on top of which, going back to my first statement, which is that I've gone on more vacations than not, when I go on these vacations, it's without kids. I would rank, and it's not because we're BFFs, and it's not, but like this last trip when we went in April, you guys with your family plus Julie and me.
Julie's not your family.
Julie is Christy's mom, sorry. AKA Lela. Julie and the Mercantinis, and then the Sands, and it was me. That day at Epcot, or really most of the weekend, but specifically the day at Epcot, was a prime
rest. We discovered vacation cabs.
No.
Magic Kingdom was funner because it was less rain.
But what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we were less cranky.
No, what I'm trying to say is that Epcot was a perfect recipe for everyone to be miserable as fuck. And I can't tell you how much I laughed that day. And we were all soaking wet. Yes, the kids were cranky, obviously, but you deal. You fucking deal. And like,
it's part of being outside. Like, you are at nature's mercy.
Listen, every day that I take my child anywhere, I have to be prepared
for everything.
For them to be cranky as fuck. Because they're kids. And their emotions are little fireballs.
Yeah.
And you, honestly, I am a strong believer in just making the best out of a situation.
Oh,
and we were all soaking wet. The kids were, may or may not have been having a good time.
Sophie and Oliver were literally in a bubble.
We're walking out and we're drenched. I think you were a few steps ahead of us at that point. Yeah. We were drenched and we're about to walk over a puddle. And I go to Neri, Neri, don't step on that puddle. I don't want you to get wet. And we start cracking up because obviously, like, the core of our souls is wet because it hasn't stopped raining for hours. You just make the best of it. What this sounds to me, honestly, up until that very last line, is that it's 1 o'clock. You just got back from whatever fucking park. Your kid threw a fit probably around the fireworks time because, as somebody that doesn't have kids, I have the luxury to people watch a little bit more than if you do have kids because you're watching your humans. But I promise you that around fireworks time, you won't hear it because your moms, I hear it because I'm not a mom. You hear more kids getting mad. you hear more Billy's
it's
like
late as fuck.
Don't run because they're pissed and they're tired and like they're tired, so you're tired. So it's like, okay, you're bone fucking tired. Like in your bone marrow, you're tired. Respect, you're a fucking gangster. I've said it several times. If you're a parent and you go to Disney, you're not on vacation. You need a vacation from that vacation. Mm-hmm. You need to drop your kids off at your fucking parents' house and then go sit in a quiet room for 3 days and then that's your vacation. But going to Disney with kids, if it's your kid, because I went with kids, but they weren't my kids, so I wasn't in charge. Like, it wasn't the pressure.
When we went with you guys, I was on vacation because my kids wanted nothing to do with me. They're like, all these other people.
Yeah. No, and it's the pressure isn't on me to make that if Ollie cries, he's not going to come to me. He's going to come to you. If Nate's pissed, he's not going to come to me. He's going to come to you. But I had the luxury of still not having the same kind of pressure. However, a cranky kid is a cranky kid.
Yeah.
And
a cranky kid will make or break
you. And even if it's the strangers in the next table, or if it's the kid that's sitting next to you at the table, it's still going to affect your mood. Okay, you got me there, man. But the fact that I don't have kids doesn't mean that I can't fucking relate, or I can't, or I don't respect the struggle. The fact that you don't have kid, that I don't have kids, doesn't mean that all of a sudden I'm banned from somewhere because I don't fucking qualify. Like, if anything, I personally, I go out of my way to make sure that if I'm fucking in front of a stroller, I'm going to get the fuck out of the way because I know that mom is wanting to kill herself because everybody's cutting her off and her kids, all they want is to fucking look at Goofy for the 47th time. Get the fuck out of the way and let the mom give the kid what he wants. That's what you do if you don't have kids, or even if you do have kids, whatever. But
yeah, especially if you have kids, like, you know what the fuck is up when you have kids, because you know that standing in front of somebody's stroller in the parade is a dick move. Like, you can stand behind the stroller.
Like, you can.
Or, like, those people that are, like, cutting in front of the stroller or get mad because you're pushing a stroller. What the fuck do you want me to do?
Going with kids to Disney, me as a motherless, what is it she calls it?
A childless
woman.
How dare you?
First, I want to tell you something. Going with kids, again, not my kids, and I'm not just talking about this trip, because I've been on vacation. I've gone to Disney with Amelia and Sabrina before. I got myself in trouble 1 year, and I told Amelia that if she improved her conduct, I would go with her for her birthday. This was in November. From November until April, every time I saw her, she's like, look at my progress report, because she fucking improved her conduct. Her birthday's in May, and she's like, I want to go to Disney, and I'm never over my dead body going to break a promise to a kid, much less to my cousin. So I dragged my happy ass to Disney in fucking May. I looked like I was crying because I was sweating so much.
Yeah, May is not fun.
And let me tell you how much fun I had with this kid. I grabbed her and I was like, do you want Mickey ears? Let's go get you Mickey ears. Sabrina, do you want Mickey ears? Cool. Oh, your dad doesn't want you to have ice cream? Let's go to the Country Bear Jamboree. And look, what do you know? There's fucking ice cream here. I took a picture of her that I will cherish for the rest of my life. It was a candid. She had chocolate all over her mouth, and she's wearing the Mickey ears that I bought her, and it's the chocolate from the ice cream that I bought her, and she's cracking up because the shit's fucking soup in her hands. And I took pictures. Like, that is something you cannot put a price on. That, and the fact that she's not mine doesn't take away from it. When we were in Disney and Sophie was being tough about lunch, granted, balls to the wall, she didn't want to eat her lunch, her dad, I will never forget this shit, and that's when I was like, bro, so I fucking respect the shit out of Sophie. Sophie
held her fucking ground.
Neri and Vanessa were like, if you don't have your lunch, you can't eat.
It was fucking crazy.
Had told her, like, that morning that I would get her ice cream, and this little girl in front of her parents turns to me and goes, but you'll get me ice cream, right? And I have to fucking tell her, no, I'm not going to get you ice cream because you're not paying attention to your parents. But in the inside, I was like, that's some gangster shit, girl. Like, your dad and your mom just told you no food if you don't eat lunch, and you turned to your Didi and you're like, okay, but you're going to get me ice cream? Hell no, I'm not going to get you ice cream. It's going
to, like, I want to be invited back to your house.
Yeah, hell yeah. So I don't, it's just ridiculous to me that this woman would fucking go. What it sounds to me up until the very last sentence is that she's fucking tired. And well, I can.
When you include the last sentence,
then you're a bitch.
Mary shared this on the WooBro page, because I think they're going to talk about it on WooBro too. But when you include the last sentence, somebody commented, like, he's like, all I see is somebody's hating their life choices. 1,000% she is hating her life choices. But as a mom, I am a mother of two. As a mom, I took a child-free trip to Disney. And let me tell you the magic of taking a child-free trip to Disney is incredible, especially when you have a weight coming. It is.
Bridges move, allegedly.
The earth moves. Did you know
that? Like, look, me before Nathan and after Nathan for the first 2 years, maybe 3 years of Nathan's life in October. When Nathan was one and two, Nathan stayed with my mom when he was still little. And me and Jeff would go for a weekend to Disney. It was closer. It was our anniversary and it was our little trip that we did every year without Nathan. Nathan was home with my mom. He was a baby and I needed at least a couple days. And the best, and it's
snack.
And like, I would joke with Jeff because we would go to, the park, and Jeff would be like, okay, yeah, we're all going to head to the park and this and that. And I'm like, okay, I'll meet you there in an hour. He's like, but we're all going in the park now. I'm like, it's okay, I'll meet you there in an hour. He's like, but why? And I go, because I'm going to take my sweet ass time. I'm going to walk my happy ass to the park without a stroller, without a book bag full of every possible thing needed. Like,
problem solver for any possible tantrum that your kid could have.
Well, like I said, like, Patty and I went in March or February of this year. I don't remember now. But we went and, like, we got out of the car and we walked straight to the tram. And then we got on the tram and we just sat there. And I'm like, this was the easiest thing.
You didn't have to carry a stroller. You didn't have to wrangle people. You didn't have to make sure everybody was in the tram.
Yes. Wait, let me tell you what happens on my end when I get out of a car and I hear kids crying. I want to go up to the kid and be like, it's 8:30 in the morning. What are you mad about? Also, kid, if you're mad now, you're going to be here for 16 hours. Like, just chill and save the tantrum for, like,
when you're actually tired.
Like, say, when your parents go, we want to go on the Carousel of Progress. Take a fucking nap. That's what it's there for.
That's what your parents are going to do.
Correct. So, but that, I think perspective is what the point here is, that as parents, you can relate to this woman being tired.
As a
childless mother, you can kiss my ass a childless woman, because I'm never gonna judge a woman for wanting to have fucking 12 kids the same way that I'm gonna judge, or I would ever judge, somebody for not wanting to have any kids. Like, we're in 2018. Don Draper is not a thing anymore. Like, I can decide what the fuck I'm gonna do with my life, and it doesn't necessarily have to revolve around children, much less Disney World. Like, again, going back to what you guys were talking about, you have, like, this childhood connection to Disney, and you're just trying to relive, like, I guess, pass on the tradition of family vacations.
Yeah, can I just say that, like, Nary didn't grow up going to Disney. Like, he didn't go to Disney for the first time until he was 15. And he and I, for the longest time before he and I ever went to Disney together, like, I would ask him, I was like, babe, let's go to Disney. Let's go. I'm like, I hadn't been in so long and I was dying to go. And he was like, meh, I don't like Disney. And the first time he and I went, it had been a really long time for me since I had gone. And the first, like, when I saw the castle, it was like he was seeing the magic through me.
I love that.
Like, how I see it through my kids. Like, when my kids are like, oh my God. He was seeing through me. And he told me, he's like, I get it now. He's like, I didn't get it before because he didn't see it as a kid. Like, no. He doesn't understand.
And
it.
Again, I'm not a creeper, but when I am in Magic Kingdom, I will take like just 10 seconds to just watch for that moment for when a kid turns the fucking corner. Ugh, and they just lose moment. Their well, shit.
I'm getting goosebumps
well,
right now.
Well, you saw that. Okay, you got to see Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
when we went on our trip, like Nathan has like just some sound sensory issues, so like he doesn't really like loud noises and loud sounds. So we've never really stayed for the fireworks. We've never really, because he just doesn't like the loud noises and the parades. We've never really watched the parades because it's like he'll be like it's too it's loud and he doesn't want to see it. But when we went in May, that day that we went to Magic Kingdom, we walk in and the parade was going on and my kid's face, like Jeff grabbed Nathan, put him on his shoulders, and Nathan just like lit up out of nowhere. And Missy, like we're watching Nathan and Missy's like watching me and Jeff, and both me and Jeff are like fucking crying.
And I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, he's never watched the parade before. I'm like, that's so fucking sweet.
Well, Oliver is now getting over his fear of the creatures.
Yeah.
Like all the creatures.
Yeah, if he's doing,
I call them creatures, they're characters, but all the
he's been doing like every
they kind of look like just put your
they're creatures.
Like sit down sit down on your butt and then look up. Like that's what your kid is looking at.
But this last time that we went, as a group, he would bless you. Are you okay?
Yeah, that was like an internal. I tried to keep it in.
He would like maybe high five and only to like Mickey and like maybe Goofy. This trip, he was hugging. He was hugging the characters and I was like so happy. And it's just because like I'm seeing him, you know, grow up and it's just like it's amazing watching your children and like yeah, it's a long fucking day. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, the lines hell are long as fuck. And yes, it's hot and the rain and the mosquitoes and like...
But those moments...
But those little moments when your son voluntarily hugs Tigger or like watches a parade or like, you know, decides that he's okay with the character touching him... And he's not crying and he's actually smiling and enjoying the moment. And you're just like, holy shit. Like that little tiny 2 minute window makes all of the sweat and tears worth it.
And I would also add to that, that.
And honestly, like thinking back to our trip in May, did we have miserable moments? 100% because of that fucking rain. But when I think back on that, I don't remember the miserable moments.
Hell no.
But and this last trip that I went with Steph, did we have miserable moments? Yeah, it was hot as fuck. And the first night that we were there, we had to rent a stroller from the park because the stroller that we rented from the company wasn't available until the following day. So we had to like carry the kids, and at the end of the night they were asleep and we had to hold them waiting for the tram and walking to the car, and it was hard.
Fucking
but like
your shit, you
thinking about that now, I don't like, I know that we had it was hard,
sorry,
but thinking back, I just remember Oliver hugging Pooh and hugging Tigger and hugging Eeyore and being excited to see Goofy, and he did the Dumbo ride with Nary and he was like, Goofy ride, and you know, like I remember, and he did Splash Mountain for the first time and how exciting that was, and Sophie being excited that we were there at night and like the fireworks, and like I just remember the happy times. Like yeah, it's hard as fuck in the moment, but the memories that I have, like nobody can take that shit away.
And I would also argue that for the people that will say, well, they're too young to remember, it doesn't matter, man.
They remember the feeling.
You remember the feeling. And even if cognitively it's not stored in your memory where you remember like, oh, when I was five, I went on a trip with, you know, Lincoln and my dad and my mom or whatever. But the feeling is there. It's like imprinted in another part of your brain that I'm not smart enough to name right now, but it's there. And that's really what you're after, I think, as a parent or even as like a childless woman. Like,
dude, if you were to ask me stuff that happened at Disney when I was a kid, I don't remember.
But that giddy, like childlike.
But knowing that I was there as a kid, knowing that like I love Disney, like it had to have come from somewhere. Like my parents planted that seed in me, and now I'm doing that for my
children.
And
that's really what you're doing. I feel, honestly, I feel like as a parent, again, outsider, like watching, like peeping in a non-creep manner, you guys are just trying to pass on what your parents did for you, what their parents maybe could or could not do for them, and that's what you're after. But that doesn't qualify, I would say, your choice to be there. any more than mine. Like, I'm fucking dying to go to Food and Wine Festival. I haven't been in 2 years. Why? Because I have fun when I take my kid? No, because it's fucking fun to be in a group and just drink around the world and, you know, shoot the shit for a day. Kids. And Food and Wine 100% is not for kids.
Food and Wine is not for kids. I took my kids this year and I am not taking them back until they can walk their goddamn selves, because that was not fun.
And so I just think that it just sucks that this woman would fucking lash out like that, because I would never, you know what I have?
I feel sorry for her.
You know what I have done? And this is legit. And if I ever find like the on this day thing, what I have done after a long day at Disney on Facebook, I haven't made a fucking status about how great my day is. I legit have gone out of my way and been like, yo, if you're a parent and you take your kid to Disney, you're a fucking MVP. They should throw presents at you when you get to the hotel, because that shit is not easy. Because me, I have flat feet and I have always had problems with my feet. So walking fucking 5-6 miles in a day kills my body. And I'm walking up to the monorail at the end of the year, and I'm looking at parents carrying their kids the way that you and Neri probably carried Ollie and Sophie, and they have to be just as fucking tired or twice as much tired, and they're carrying humans, and they still have to get these little guys in the fucking car, get them out, bathe them, put their asses in bed, and then deal with it again in the morning. So I always have a planet of respect and admiration, really, for parents who take their kids to Disney. It's there. I see it. But I definitely don't feel like I'm missing out because I don't have my own rugrat to take to Disney. I feel like I have my own experience. And, you know, basically, fuck you, lady. Like, just generally.
I agree.
My thesis is that fuck you. Because
I agree. You're not taking your, like, you didn't want to stand in line to get your kid a pretzel. You're a fucking bitch.
That's your issue.
You're a bitch.
If you're going to... Listen, I have no patience. I don't like waiting. I don't like making lines.
Oh, agreed.
I don't even like waiting in a drive-thru when I know I'm getting a fucking Happy Meal. I don't even like making that line. And I still go to Disney 3 or 4 times a year. If you're going to Disney, you have to make your peace on the fact that you're going to make a fucking line.
Well, and hello, okay, you guys got to experience, not in full force because of the fact that the rain conditions and stuff like that, but you got to experience a little bit of the Mercantini's on vacation.
We got Clipboard Christie.
And did we wait more than the Frozen ride was the worst one, really. It was. And that was because we literally just walked in.
Yeah.
Because it was pouring rain and we just needed to walk in somewhere. But, you know, we had our fast passes. We maybe waited 20 minutes tops for 15, 20 minutes. Like, we walked into almost every ride that we wanted to ride on. You know, you, when you're traveling with a kid, you can't just go. When I'm just a childless parent, I mean, a childless mother or whatever, woman, me and Jeff would just like, okay, fuck it, let's go. Even though we were still trying to get fast passes, but we would sit happily for 2 hours in the line for Soarin' because we had no place else to be. And nobody,
right. There was nobody like hanging on you, like, oh, I'll hang your phone. I'm hungry. I have to go eat.
But when you're going with a kid, you're aware of the fact that you're going with a child. You make fast pass reservations. You plan things. Your kid knows, just to be completely honest, your kid knows what you tell them.
Exactly.
So if you don't tell your kid that they're going to ride Pandora, they don't know Pandora exists.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, I have to, I don't have time. I can't tell him he can't ride the ride, but it's his vacation too. Did you have to tell them that the ride existed?
Exactly. No, you just,
what are they waiting in line for? I don't know, but we don't need to be in that line.
Again, this lady just sounds like she's tired.
She was tired. She was angry.
And I could have just busted her balls.
Bet anything that she wanted that pretzel for her.
I could have.
No, it was for him because I'm not sure what awaited.
I could have just been, you know, regular asshole and just busted her balls and just been like, whatever, she's tired, she's pissed, maybe the lady had nicer legs than her and she felt fucking mad, okay, but the last line, nah,
yeah, I went one too far from
playing it neutral to now you can go fuck yourself, because that's really, I just don't, as somebody who is 35 and doesn't have kids and is constantly being asked to just get knocked up, doesn't matter how or if it's a smart idea, just to do it, and I refuse to because, you know, money and responsibility, that shouldn't disqualify me for wanting to like tag along to a family vacation or even fucking go without.
And you know what, kids. Who knows, maybe Susie in the short shorts is Tia to like a whole brood of kids.
Maybe, and she was buying ice cream because the kid ate the lunch and Titi promised the kid an ice cream or a pretzel in this case.
And yeah,
she was getting the wrong snack.
And she was like, and mommy and daddy were with the kid, or mommy was with the kid, and Tia was doing the solid, yeah, to go wait in the line. She was doing the line
for everybody else. Because guess who steps up and makes the line for the parents is the childless woman who's with the group of kids. That's like, you know what? You guys sit down. So you know what? High five to the cunt in the short shorts.
Yep. Yeah. Good for you, boo-boo. Keep doing those squats.
You know what bothers, you know what, like, what bothered me? The thing, like, when the line that she said, which really bothered me, you don't know, giving me the look when my kid's having a meltdown or something like that. Like, yeah, the line, like, you don't know what it's like, you're judging me.
Yeah, for being a bad parent.
Okay, FYI, the single childless or the childless woman isn't the one giving you side eye.
It's other mothers.
It's other mothers and older people that swear that their kid never did that.
No, yeah. My if I'm looking at you and your kid is having a tantrum, I secretly wish it was appropriate for me to jump, like, move past the fact that we're strangers and that, like, I could help you in some way. Like, what does your kid need?
Well, because you're,
or even you,
can we talk about
that? I'm telling Vanessa all the time, whenever she's hot and miserable, put ice in your boobs, man. That shit cools you down in 10 seconds.
Or, and you're a good person, because I know that prior to kids, I would be on these trips and I would see a mom with her kids and her kids are losing their shit, and I would be like, oh my god, I'm not ready to be a mom yet. And that's what would go through my head.
Oh, yeah.
But like, that's what I mean.
That goes through me too, but I want to help you, but I don't want to do it, but I want to help you.
Yeah, but like, that's the thing. So like, the childless woman is probably not the one giving you side eye.
Oh, at all.
It's the older mother that her kid...
The grandma
that's like, do you don't know how to control your kid? Because I get the same look from my mother.
Uh-huh.
I wish Maria would. I'd take her ass to the middle of the world showcase.
Even though Nathan has lost his shit a couple times at my mother, that when he was younger, that my mom was like, I don't know what to fucking do right now. So
I would leave my mom in the middle of the lake of world showcase and mean like, walk home, bitch.
But right? Like, Vanessa, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's not the ones without kids that are giving you the side eye.
They're the ones that are like, oh man, I'm not ready to be a mom. Like, I don't want to deal with that shit. It's not control your kid, bitch. Now, when Patty and I went as childless women, we were walking around, we would hear kids crying, and we're like, shut up. Like, why is that baby crying? Because we were childless at the moment. But when I'm with my kid and I see another baby crying and I'm like, oh, that poor baby.
Perfect example. When I think I spoke about this in the last episode, I was sitting in a waiting room today and a mom trying to control her sanity because we're all waiting in the freaking eternity, like the purgatory of the waiting room of the passport office. And the lady has two kids. One of them has an iPad and she gives her phone to the other one. And it's just to keep him busy.
Yeah.
And he's playing the shark, that demon shark fucking baby song shark that you people play all the time. The kid had it in a loop. And I love kids. I love kids. And I wanted to turn around and be like, kid, you want my Netflix password? Like, go outside and play in traffic. Anything. But if I'm sitting next to Sophie or Ollie or Nate or Link or my cousins or anything like that, and they're paying that, I'm chilling, bro. I'm like, yo, that's for his sanity, for her sanity, and for my sanity. It's perspective.
Yeah.
Fanny is we call her the baby whisperer. You give that girl a baby and that baby will be sleeping in 30 seconds or less. We were at Sports Girl.
Does she babysit?
Yeah. We were at Sports Girl last Friday and we're having wings and there was a kid. It was like 10. I'm sure he was pissed and tired and wanted to go home, but he wouldn't stop crying. And Fanny, baby whisperer herself, she looks at me, she goes, oh my God, someone put a sock in it. Like, and we're laughing because it's fucking dark humor.
It's because.
But you're not in. That's not your kid.
Other people's kids suck. I'm sorry. Strangers' children suck. Like, you have to love a child for that child not to suck. Like, that is.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, me
either. I'm a fucking mother. I love kids. I love my kids. I love Nate. I love Link. I love all the stories you tell me about Amelia. I've never met her, but I fucking love her. She's just from shit. Like, just from the little bit that I know about her. Like, fucking, she was gum.
She was gum. She for was Halloween.
Gum for Halloween. Like, who does that? She's the shit.
I love her.
She's the shit. Like, just the stories that I've heard about her. She's awesome. But these are kids that I love. They're amazing. Kids that I don't know. I want to punt across the street. Like, get the fuck away from me. And I know if you stop judging me, because I hear you. I can feel it. If you stop judging me, listener, and think about it. The kids in your life that are your family, that are your blood family and your chosen family, like your friend's kids that you love, they're amazing. They can probably do no wrong in your eyes. But
make them somebody else's kid.
Go to Disney. Exactly. Go to McDonald's or go to the mall. And that little kid is doing the exact same thing that your niece or nephew or that your own child or your best friend's kid was doing.
And you're like, what the
fucking
fuck?
Stick a fork in my eye. I need to get the fuck out of here. So it's the love that you have for the child that makes you not want to kill them.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's
whether it came out of you or not. It's just you connect with the kids in your life, or not even like, I don't think that there's a world where that exists where, I mean, I'm sorry, of all the places you're trying to go to on vacation and you're trying not to deal with kids, Disney is not the place for you. However, if it is their Disney's brand is for families, but they do their part to make sure that non childbearing adults are interested and invested too.
Yeah.
I don't have a kid. I've been an annual pass holder for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm probably going to be an annual pass holder until I can literally not afford it anymore. Why? Because just, I like going now, and it has nothing to do with my childhood. It has nothing to do with
a magical place.
It has nothing to do with whether or not I have kids or how many kids are with me or whatever. It has nothing to do with that. It's just perspective.
Disney is a magical place, and Disney is for everyone.
And this lady was tired. She needed a Snickers and some wine.
She needed a
and maybe a menage a trois. See what I did there?
So good.
At midnight.
Bringing it all back. Bringing it all back again.
It's 12:12. Oh, man, I'm a genius, bro.
Well, I think we've given Linda enough.
Yeah, we've given Linda plenty of airtime, I think.
She's not sleeping well tonight because she's getting all this shit.
I'm sure her ears are ringing.
I'm emailing her through the waves of the universe.
Yes.
Bitch.
Bet.
Sit down.
Take a seat.
What else we got?
I don't know. I mean, hang on. Let's hold, please. Sadly. All right. Thanks for holding, guys.
Oh, so you didn't break it?
I did not break it.
She dropped her phone on the recorder, but it's fine.
I did, because we've been here for like 3 hours.
Cardi B. Can I talk about her for a second?
I love Cardi B.
Cardi B is...
She's the tits. literally. I like the, did you see that video she posted about, she's like, oh, if I disappear for like 2 months at the end of the year,
it's because I got my boobs done. Do you, boo boo? Like,
yes. Like, yes, I love that. Like, I love that she's just like, she's so open about everything. Like, she's like my friend, but she doesn't know me, but she's like,
she's
my friend.
She's everybody's friend. She's a friend you don't know.
She's the friend that, like, she doesn't know that she and I are friends.
Yeah. Just like me and Melissa McCarthy. She exactly. doesn't know that she's going to be my boss one day, but she is.
It's a thing.
So this week I saw something that was really interesting.
Okay.
Where she posted about, she posted a picture. Well, she's been very open about bouncing back from her pregnancy.
Yes.
And
which I appreciate.
The fact that she was kind of like very honest about, like, she really didn't give a shit about trying to do anything for it because she was like, focusing on being a mom, which that's like the way I feel like. I mean, it if should. You can, then fine. I'm not judging you if you give birth and start working out the next day. But if you can't, I feel like there's more judgment on that than if there is if you do go about like bounce back in 6 weeks.
Well, there's like, okay, so like I didn't know when I had Sophie that breastfeeding, like it, obviously thinking about it now, I'm like, duh. But breastfeeding burns calories. Like, I didn't realize that. That
I didn't know that either. You, burns like something like 800 calories
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it makes sense. Your body is producing a substance that nourishes your child that you just grew. And not only that, but like we've talked about before, it changes based on like what the baby needs. Because apparently your nipples are super smart and like the baby can like pass saliva. I've like been reading more about it. The baby passes saliva through
your nipple.
Yeah. And then your body processes that.
As like it's feeding time?
No, but like, so let's say the baby's catching a cold, like that cold will like pass through your nipple. And your body, obviously, since my body would be stronger, my immune system is stronger than my newborn baby's, my body will fight it and then pass those, like, antibodies.
Like, cure your baby?
Yeah, to the baby. And then that's why, like...
Majestic shit!
And that's why, like, there's... my friend Jill just had her second son, and she was like, look, and, like, she showed us, like, how different... like the color of her milk was from when she pumped at one time to when she pumped at a different time. And it's because like your body changes. Like at night it gets a little bit thicker because the baby needs to sleep. During the day it's a little bit thinner because it's daytime. And it's like, it's amazing. Like it's really cool. But I, dumb me, didn't think that you burn calories. And so breastfeeding, you can lose a lot of weight while you're breastfeeding. And like, when I had Sophie, I was terrified while I was pregnant with Sophie. I'm like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of maternity pants because maternity pants are the shit.
They're sweatpants, right?
No, like, I would wear skinny jeans while I was pregnant with Sophie, but I had, like, the maternity waistband.
That band was the shit. Yes. I had it in my work pants. I had, like, black work pants with just, like, but not, like, the full band, the little, like, just the little band.
Wait. The band comes with the pants or you buy the
one? No, it comes with the pants. They're maternity pants. So they're, like, regular jeans, but the waistband, they have being a button, is, like, stretchy.
It's like a yoga band.
Yeah.
And then it goes from like
I had both over
the belly.
There's like just like the regular elastic, like a small like yoga size, like yoga pants. You know how it has like a thick waistband?
Mm-hmm.
Like you mean
my uniform?
Right. Like that, but on your jeans. Or it would have like a mid belly or like a full belly panel. So like it would come up to like underneath your boobs. Those were my favorite. The ones that covered the whole belly, because then I felt like really supported. But I remember I had this conversation with Patty. I'm like, dude, I don't know how I'm ever gonna get out of maternity pants. And a week or two after, I would put my maternity pants on and they would fall off because I was burning so many calories, and I didn't put two and two together that because I was breastfeeding, I was losing weight. I just like, it just came off because honestly, Sophie sucked the fat out of me. Like she sucked all of it out of me. And I had to go back to wearing regular pants that like were smaller and weren't stretchy because my pants were just falling off. And so, yeah. So, like, I used to judge people like, oh, I just, like, all the weight just came up. No, bitch. You were burning all these calories. Granted, you
but also,
physically weren't, like, running for 2 hours a day, but you were burning a shit ton of calories feeding your baby.
So, biologically, aside from being a woman, aside from being able to create and give life, everybody's... is every body, like every space bar body,
right,
is different. Yeah. And I wish people would just fucking
get that,
like make their peace with that, because, well, first of all, the diet culture would go bankrupt. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's like just the amount of peace that you make with yourself, you just accept the fact that you can't compare. I can't compare myself to you. I can't compare myself to Christy. I can't compare myself to Stephanie. Like, we're four women who are built very differently, and our genes and our DNA and our chemistry is completely different. Like, those are all factors into how your body loses weight.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you a perfect example. There are people that get their gallbladder removed and the next week they can have a cheeseburger and they have no problem. And there are people that get their gallbladder removed and have irritable bowel syndrome for months on end, where they can't eat anything because it goes straight through them.
Yeah.
Like, and what does that tell you? That teaches you that Stephanie had and I had the same surgery. Her body reacted differently than mine, and vice versa. I'm not gonna fucking judge her.
Why
do we do that to each other?
Back to comparing, like, breastfeeding. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, I have big boobs, so I'm gonna make a lot of milk. No, at all. Like, look at me and Steph. Like, I am a C cup, and Steph is what, double D or bigger? Know. Bigger.
Should I text Dave?
It doesn't matter. We don't need her exact bra size.
It's a large bra size.
It is. Yeah, we don't call her Tits McGee for nothing. Like, she is very blessed in the bosom area, and she didn't produce breast milk, and I was able to breastfeed my kids for 9, 10, 11 months, and people with boobs smaller than mine were able to do it even longer, and I just stopped because I couldn't fucking take it anymore. And people that can produce a lot of milk don't like breastfeeding because it just hurts too goddamn much, and other people who produce very little milk will struggle for 2 years because they want to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, every single fucking person is different.
Yes.
Stop it.
So,
stop.
How does this tie into Cardi B? Ties in this way because Cardi B is obviously very, very popular right now.
And very vocal about everything.
And she's... Oh, I love her. She is... She is, like, balls to the wall, honest, and just doesn't give a fuck about what people really think about her. But what I've really found endearing... Bodak Yellow is what got me into her, but really what hooked me is the fact that when she had her kid, she was very, very real.
Stop it.
She was very honest about her struggle. Like, she thought when she was pregnant that she was going to be able to be okay by 6 weeks to jump on tour with Bruno Mars, and she's like, no, my kid is my priority right now. And she's been very real in her IG stories about her struggle with the fact that her body has changed, the fact that her boobs have changed. And then this week, I guess it'll be 2 weeks from now, she posted a picture on IG where she was talking about how, like, she posted a picture bearing her midriff, mm-hmm. and she still had, like, she has a dark line that runs right in the middle of her belly,
which is perfectly normal.
Which I don't know what it do we it's know what
called,
that is?
It's actually called linea negra, and which translates in English to a black line, mm-hmm. yeah. and it happens to mainly women of color, so people who have
their pigmentation
is darker. It just happens. It's just one of those things. Like, as your skin stretches, you develop a black line that starts, like, at your pelvis, and it just comes up your belly, and it is literally right down the middle of your stomach. And it just happens during pregnancy. Like, I'm like,
I have it very light.
Into your microphone, your mic. Please. Into your microphone, oh,
wrong
please.
One. Wrong one. Like, I had it very light, mm-hmm. but it did develop towards the end.
Yeah, and it happens more towards the end.
Like, yeah.
Generally, some people may happen earlier. It didn't happen to me.
Yeah, I got it very light, but it went away because of the fact that I'm not very dark in general.
See, I'm darker than Christy, and it didn't happen to me. So it just depends on the person. Like, everybody's different. And so
over time, it just goes away.
And then it eventually, it'll fade.
So much just shit as, happens as it, to your body.
Dude, I developed vitiligo while I was pregnant with Oliver.
Like, what is that?
That's where you lose pigmentation in your skin. Like, I have right here on the bottom of my chin, I have like a white patch.
Oh, I never realized that.
Yeah, you see it? It gets worse when I'm tan because everything will tan except for the white patch.
Hmm.
And it started while I was pregnant with Oliver.
Yeah, but you see, all these different things that happen to your body, you're creating a person. Like, mm-hmm. I know I was going back to this, but like, this thing, what you create from your body, ladies, they make clothes for it. It has a social security number, man. It's gonna go to school one day and kiss a girl or kiss a guy. Like, it's gonna, like, have an entire life. Like, your body made that. So, all I'm saying is, if you have a dark line, or you don't have a dark line, if you're breastfeeding, or you're not breastfeeding, if you had your kid naturally, or you had a C-section, if you adopted, or you had your kid naturally, who fucking cares, man? You're a mom.
Yeah.
And moms, like, I've had this conversation several times via text message with you guys. Like, you people deserve diamonds, like, all the time.
Or a Neverfull.
Like, just throw it at it. Like, the way you throw chocolate at me when I'm PMSing, just throw chocolate at me and run away. Like, throw diamonds at the mom and just walk away. Because what you guys do, forget, like, aside from the after part of when you become a mom and you're, like, a mom for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah.
But the pregnancy itself,
it's not a picnic.
It's a fucking superpower, man.
It's, even for me, like, I had easy pregnancies. And even for me, I'll say, like, it's not a picnic. So when I hear stories like Christy had her vulva varicosa, or like people who are nauseous,
that shit vomiting, hurts so much.
Like, I had very minimal, and like, I had sciatica every once in a while, and I wanted to die. And it was every once in a while. It wasn't constant.
It wasn't like chronic. Yeah.
Right. So it was just like, if I would turn the wrong way, or when I would get in the car and I would reach to close the door, it would hurt. And it was like stupid shit. And I was like, this is so miserable. So like, women who were like vomiting me hold, my grandma scared the shit out of me. She's like, yeah, I threw up every day while I was pregnant with your father. And for 3 days after he was born, I was still throwing up. And I was like,
I had a coworker once. I worked with her 10 years ago. This woman, I mean, I hope that kid is like a millionaire baseball player for what he put her through. She was 5 months pregnant, and she was having like first trimester morning sickness, mm-hmm. and it was like, it would hit her like a fucking truck. Like, you'd be talking to her about something, and then you could just see it in her eyes, like, I gotta go, man. And you could like almost see her fucking skin turn green. And poor, it's like, thing. It turned into a thing where I was like, everyone leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
She either is gonna fight through this, or she's about to run. And 9 times out of 10, she would fucking run for her life. I don't know. It really is.
It's a crapshoot, man. You don't know what you're going to get.
No, but I think maybe I'm romanticizing it, but I really think it's like a fucking, like, a miracle that we women have that kind of power in us to create, like, continue. Like, imagine, just think about this for a second. If every single woman on this planet decided to stop having kids and or never have kids, according to Linda, we couldn't go to Disney. But on a grander scheme of life, the human race would cease to exist.
Yeah.
That's the kind of power that comes with being a woman.
Yes.
So when
feminism, bitch.
Feminism, bitch. That's when I'm like, have a kid? Don't have a fucking kid. I'm still a fucking superpower. I can still choose to do whatever the fuck I want with my body because it's my goddamn body that's gonna go through it.
Yeah.
And on tying it back to Cardi B, I would also argue that we just need to, women, I'm not gonna ask the whole world to do it because God knows, but women, we need to really stick with each other and kind of lock arms with each other and just drop this shit of comparing each other, especially in our experiences in fertility, in giving birth and being moms. Like, just, I think we should, if we all just stop coming after each other and went after the actual real problems, the patriarchy, then we could,
I was about to say fuck the patriarchy,
we could accomplish so much.
I'm sorry, Anastasia.
Did you know something? I fucking read something the other day that,
what did you read,
blew
Lizzie?
My mind. There was, I think it was a war, and I'm paraphrasing now because it fucking left my brain, but there was a war or some kind of conflict where all the women went on a sex strike. They decided to stop fucking their spouses. And in a matter, like, I want to say months, this huge fucking global issue was settled.
Interesting.
What a man will do for our vaginas.
Dude,
they'll stop a war.
I mean, if you listen to Woo Bro, and you listen to What's Up, Bro, which is on the Geek Bro Network. It's a podcast that Neri, my husband, is on. Like, he told a story about a year back that he drove to Orlando to set up a hotel room, like, make it romantical with, like, rose petals and stuff for a girl. Drove all the way up there, came back here to pick her up, and drove back to Orlando in the same day. Like, guys will do anything.
So when I start dating and it gets serious, I'm gonna need Neri to talk to him because that shit's great.
He got broken up a lot for being too nice.
Listen,
stuff like that.
What you do?
That's because he was young. If he was,
you drop her off at the, you drop her off at Walgreens and you tell her, hey, pick up whatever you need, go to the hotel, fix it up, and then go back.
Or, like, do it in the same goddamn city, not 4 hours away.
Wait. Yeah, no, Neri,
and then, like, I got mad at him. I was like, you never do that shit for me.
Oh, damn. It's a trap. Yeah, the logistics of that was totally fucking wrong. What happened there?
Be like, babe, we'll take a shower. And then when she comes out, be like, look what I did. You know?
That's
like,
sweet. You should do that for your wife.
You should do that for your wife. Do it for your wife.
Oh, if my wife would do stuff for me.
On that note,
I got more blowjobs.
Okay, now on that note, for sure.
What, he says it all the time. I'm just doing an impersonation.
With the same voice. That's exactly how he sounds in my head.
It's uncanny. It's like we're twins.
It's like he's in the room.
It's like he's here.
Oh, I miss my husband.
He's fun.
All right, guys.
And Perkins sucks.
I think we are good to go for this episode. I'm going to cut it short because we did two episodes in one night and we are tired. So, Missy, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me. Always a good time with my BFF.
If you enjoyed our podcast, you can find us on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net. And you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts there. What's Up, Bro? Zeros on Heroes, Mal Geek More, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, and new to the network, Pero Let Me Tell You, our primos over at Pero Let Me Tell You. And if you liked us and you want to, like, share a wine recommendation, or you want to tell us a story, or you have a question, you can email us at Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, at gmail.com. And it's the same on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. And you can find us there. You can find us on Acast. You can find us on Spotify and iTunes. And, you know, if you liked it, leave a review. Leave us a little 5-star review. It's not going to hurt you. Just click 5 stars. It's fine.
We don't bite.
We don't. And we would actually love your faces for it. You will be our new BFF. And yeah. Oh, just a reminder. We drank a Ménage à Trois midnight. Yes, midnight. A Ménage à Trois midnight. I think we liked it.
Did.
I enjoyed it.
I did too. I
enjoyed it quite a bit. I'm a big fan of the Ménage à Trois wines. And yeah, guys, we're done. I can't
anymore.
This facade that I have, I can't do it anymore. I love your faces. We love your faces. And cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.